Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Fresh Off the Set. I'm Allura Murray.
And I'm David Osmond. It's great to be with you.
And today is going to be a very magical podcast, yeah. If I do say so myself.
That is the word.
That is the word. We will get to who we are interviewing, Jen Dunyon with Getaway Today, in just a minute. But before we get to that, David, you have some pretty epic Disneyland stories. Disney stories,
honestly,
period.
Spoiled as a kid. I got to be completely honest. Even before I was a spark in my dad's eye, like my dad and the Osmond brothers, this performing group out of Ogden, Utah, were discovered on Main Street Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately by Walt Disney himself. And then he helped them point to ideas for their act and everything. They went down to meet with Lawrence Welk, actually, uh-huh. to be on his show. And Lawrence Welk stood them up, didn't show up. But my grandpa said, well, let's not make this trip to California a bust. Let's all go to Disneyland. Okay. So they show up in this barbershop quartet, sees my dad and his brothers, and they said, hey, you guys look like a barbershop quartet. My dad was, well, we are. He said, well, sing us something. And then this little group, the Osmond brothers, started to make a bigger crowd around Main Street than the Dapper Dans even did. And they said, oh my gosh, you got to come meet our boss, Tommy Walker. Let's go backstage. Ultimately got hired to go back to Disneyland that summer as a little group. Walt Disney meets them, and then it just took off their career. It was crazy. But so Disneyland, other memories. The Children's Miracle Network Hospital, a great charity.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is.
My aunt
yes,
was the co-founder is. Of that, yes. And I was the youth chairman, lucky enough to be the youth chairman as a kid for this organization, which we did a 24-hour live telethon mm-hmm. from Disneyland every single year, right next to Small World. And so I had this opportunity to go and just every single year experience Disney in a way that I know I was spoiled. And I didn't realize at the time, but I look back and was so grateful for those memories.
Absolutely.
Magic was the word, right?
Absolutely. I mean, my memories aren't quite, you know, as career changing and things like that. But when I think of my favorite memories at Disneyland, honestly, one of them is the first time we took my nephews, and I think the oldest was 4, and everything was so magical to him.
Yeah.
Everything. I remember him seeing the characters for the first time, and that honestly, those are memories that I will take with me throughout my whole life. And I really think that's what the Disney parks are about, is making memories with the people you love.
Yeah.
Or getting your life completely changed because Walt Disney recognized your talent.
And quite honestly, with the people you love, when my wife and I were first married, I was just out of my wheelchair. And that's a whole other story we know we've talked about. But I was just literally back on my feet. And we went to California. We're in Park City. But we had to stop by Disneyland. And of course, put that badge on. This is newly married, just
course.
Married. And they told me, they said, keep that badge on because magical things will happen. And it was awesome. It was just a fun little moment to really experience that together. And we still do. And it's great to have her perspective, Jen's perspective on, she's been going for years. And so she has the really inside scoop about what's cool.
Jen knows the ins and outs of Disney. Like, she knows all the secrets. And she also is just one of the most kind, fun people to talk to. What do you say we take a listen?
Oh, I can't wait. Let's do it.
All right, everyone. This interview is going to be magical, to say the least. I get to interview the Chief Operating Officer of Getaway Today, Jen Dunyon, and we are going to talk about all things Disney and vacations, all the magic. Jen, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be magical, like you said.
I am so excited because you have been on the show several times, and you and I have both said, oh, we could talk about Disney for, you know, at least a half hour. And now we are here and we're making that magic happen.
I'm so glad. The time it needed to come. I'm so glad it's here.
And it is here. So let's start off with, what are some tips you have for us when planning our next vacation? You know, to Disneyland or Disney World, what are some tips you have when it comes to that?
Awesome. Okay. There are so many, especially now there's so much to know. And the cool thing is our team, like we plan this day in, day out for so many first time to the resorts or people who've gone a million times like yourself and really try to find a tip that helps each person's vacation just be perfect and magical. So, the first thing, like the most, like the question we get first is, when should I go? And so this year at Disneyland, it's awesome. More than ever, like we know all the dates for the year. Typically we're guessing like, oh, they'll probably be Halloween time at this time or probably be the holidays. But Disneyland did the coolest thing. The first week of the year, they announced all of the fun for the year. So the question of when should I go, our team can kind of help you decide which season is right for you. And that is really fun. A lot of times people like to go for Halloween 1 year, holiday 1 year. And that first tip, then I guess by why I'm saying the celebration times, it is really important to book early because mm-hmm. these popular times, I know, are in January and maybe talking holidays, but you know why.
Absolutely.
It is so popular. Yes. And so that first question is decide when you want to go and book early.
Looking early,
our guests, we feel like, are the smartest because they get their vacation on the books first, mm-hmm. and then they're able to use our flexible payment plans. Like, we have layaway plans where you can put a deposit down and then make payments towards your vacation. And then our tickets also are awesome in that you can make reservations up to 120 days prior. So once that vacation's paid in full, you can make your reservations for the theme park and you're set. So knowing when to go, booking early, those are two of my top tips. And then depending on how often you go to the resort kind of helps you determine how many nights to stay.
Absolutely.
And how many days to visit the park. Because it's nice, like a lot of our first time guests, I'm like, you know what, just do the 5 days and just, we have always an extra day free on that fifth day uh-huh. ticket. So you always get that day free and it kind of helps you to not feel overwhelmed on your vacation or if you have a younger family. But if you're like yourself that goes often, hey, a two-night or a two-day getaway yep. and just getting to see the newest celebration totally works as well. So we can kind of, depending on how often you go, can help determine how long you want to be at the parks. But it's going to be a banner year at the resort. There's so many fun things happening. So really just deciding to plan that vacation is just such a great choice.
I love that. And like you said, Disneyland has not done this before. You usually have to wait like maybe a month or a couple before they announce their holidays. And for those of you who have never been, probably during Halloween or the holidays, honestly, I'm not a huge Halloween girl, I will say that, but at Disneyland, I am. So
I agree.
If you haven't been, and I'm assuming, are they doing the Oogie Boogie Bash this year? Do you know that? Have they announced that?
Yes. Yes, they are doing it all. They haven't announced the dates exactly of the Oogie Boogie Bash, but they do sell out really quick. And so the one thing, a lot of our guests like to go for those party experiences, and we love to help them with all the details. If you have your vacation plan with us, you'll be the first to know everything. But then, like you said, Halloween time, so many guests, like if you've been to Walt Disney World for Halloween, you really do have to have a separate ticketed mm-hmm. party to be able to feel like you got any Halloween. Whereas Disneyland is just like screams Halloween from every decor, from every angle. Like the characters are in costume, the merchandise, the decorations, the ride overlays, like it's just so fun. So with or without a ticket at the Disneyland Resort, you're going to have a blast for Halloween.
I love it. All right. Now, I mean, we talked about, you know, some of your top tips of things to do. What are some things we should avoid on our Disney vacation? Or maybe not even use that word. What are some things that we should probably, you know, watch out for?
So the biggest thing is truly like not having a theme park reservation. It's been mm-hmm. so confusing this year because Walt Disney World doesn't need a theme park reservation. So let me clearly say that again. Orlando, Walt Disney World, East Coast doesn't need a reservation, but Disneyland still does. And so I think a lot of guests that don't go to the parks often or haven't been since like even before COVID, because, you know, mm-hmm. some guests get to go often, some don't go as often. And knowing to have a reservation is a really big deal. And so when you book your tickets with us, we give you details exactly like right after you purchase on how to make that reservation. You can do it up to 120 days before you travel. We always recommend doing that just because you never know when things will get a little more busy. And so that would be something for sure, make that reservation. Other things to avoid is have a plan. Like it is nice, like Disneyland, you can just show up and have a great time for sure, but it's nice to kind of have a little advanced knowledge. Like it's fun to play around with the Disneyland app before mm-hmm. you get there. You feel a little bit like a pro. It's fun to know the terms like what is rope dropping, what is mobile order. And those are things that our team can help walk you through so you get there and you don't feel like, even if you don't go often, you don't feel like a rookie. And for instance, our team's going to the Disneyland Resort next week with our entire staff to go and see all the hotels that we offer, to be at the theme park, to just kind of the same thing. We'll be mobile ordering. We'll be using Genie Plus. We'll be doing all those things just to make sure that our guests don't have those common hiccups. And those are typically just coming and not understanding everything. Another thing, bring a charger. Like you, there
yes.
is use with the Disneyland app. I feel like guests that don't have that, they do have some charging stations and things you can purchase within the park, but it's nice to have the one you're comfortable and used to. So I always feel like that's important to just know your technology and have a way to keep it juiced up for the whole vacation. And in general, you're going to just love it. There's, I don't, a lot of times people think like, oh, Disney vacation can be so hard or so intimidating. And it can, it's true. And if you just show up without a plan, it for sure will be that. But with our team's help and like this podcast and just, you know, gathering that knowledge, you're going to have the best vacation.
I love that. One of the saddest experiences I have ever had at Disneyland was I was standing behind a family who hadn't made reservations and they had all of their matching Disneyland shirts. It was, you know, I can't remember their last names, family trip, you know, 2022. And they hadn't made a reservation and they were talking to the people at the front gate who are the best, you know, Disney cast members are so, they are so kind. And they were trying to tell them that because they didn't have a reservation, they couldn't get in. And my heart just broke for them. It was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. So like Jen says, make sure you have those reservations. It is, absolutely. Like I said, it was so sad. And I was like, can I give them, like, is there something that can be done? I don't know what happened. I'd like to say magic happened and they were able to get in. But ever since I saw that, I have not forgotten to make a reservation, and downloading the Disneyland app helps with all of that stuff.
Agreed. So, and also, I guess one other pitfall sometimes people can do is also remembering which park you made the reservation for in the morning. Mm-hmm. If you have a park hopper ticket, like at 11, you're just like good to go and park up over. Mm-hmm. But sometimes just making sure you show up to the correct park in the morning too is important.
Yeah. And like you also mentioned downloading the Disneyland app. The Disneyland app is on my phone all the time, even when I'm not at Disneyland, mostly because I like to see when I'm sitting there, you know, on a Saturday, not at Disneyland. I'm like, well, how crowded is it there? Am I sad I'm not there? Probably, but it's constantly.
I love that. That's so cute.
So it's on my phone all the time.
I love that. So can I tell you a little Disney secret?
Absolutely.
So, with that mobile app, the reason I use it the most is if I have like friends or family that I know that are traveling, it is so fun to mobile order them a surprise treat and then just give them a little text and be like, hey, stop by Jolly Holiday around 1 o'clock. You've got a little surprise for me. And is that the coolest?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I want to surprise and delight someone. That is always like my favorite.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. And let's talk a little bit more about that, because that was a great secret. Mobile ordering, I didn't feel like that was a huge thing before COVID, and now it is. So talk to us a little more about mobile ordering and why that's so great, how you do it, all that stuff.
For sure. So what mobile ordering is, it just allows you to kind of save your place in line for the popular foods you want to eat during the day. So most of the food venues, other than some of like just the carts that you'd buy, like a churro or a pretzel or something, you can purchase your food from the app. And so, for instance, let's say you're going during a celebration and you know like a certain treat's really popular. Everyone's talking about it. Mm-hmm. You can even walk into Disneyland when you come in the morning and you can mobile order that treat for the day. Mm-hmm. And you can reserve your time for later in the day. So you can use mobile order in two different ways. One, to reserve things and kind of plan your food out for the day, or two, to just kind of eat as you go. And so like, let's say you're over on Haunted Mansion and you want to get a mint julep. And so you're just, you know, exiting the attraction, you go on to mobile order, you say, I want to get a mint julep for my party. And you say, I'm here, because you're just walking over there, and it allows you to bypass the line and to just go right up to the counter, get your mint julep and your Mickey beignets, and you are set and ready to go. So it's just a really convenient way to, because I feel like at a theme park, saving time is truly like,
absolutely,
this is so much for your money. And so that Disney, I feel like that in life, I'm always like, oh, I wish I could mobile order everywhere I am. Because it's just so convenient to just show up and feel like a VIP and just bypass the line and just have your food ready for you. So it's really simple. And there's lots of, like I said, most of the food venues, I think because it's so popular, you can use it. You already on the app before you travel, I always recommend putting your credit card information in and making sure you know your login. Mm-hmm. Which seems easy, but sometimes with your kids, you know, it's connected to your Disney Plus accounts and ESPN and other things, so sometimes it can get like you don't know what your login is. So just know those two things before, and then it's just super seamless.
There you go.
One other thing too, like some people, if the Disneyland app seems confusing or if you have a question, like I still do this and I go all the time, I'll go and talk with guest services, because now guest services isn't just at the Main Street location. Mm-hmm. In Disneyland. They're all throughout the park. They're in these cute plaid outfits. They typically have an umbrella they're sitting under or standing under. And you can go up to them and just like, hey, I'm a first-time user of the Disneyland app. Will you just give me some of your best tips? and they will help you too. And that, I always do that because I always like to know the newest things that they're like recommending for people, because it just helps you again feel like a pro as you use the technology.
Yeah, and honestly, anyone who's listening, one of the treats that is really popular at Disneyland at Jolly Holiday is a raspberry macaron, and those sell out very quickly. And if you order those on mobile order, like when you get up, you'll be sure to have one. Well, I don't want to say be sure. You'll be more likely to have one of those. And that's why I love mobile orders, because I can wake up and I can be like, these are the treats that are so popular right now. I'm going to order this now and get it later in the day so I don't miss out. And that's another thing I love about it.
I do too.
I love it.
Because you don't want to eat maybe a raspberry macaron right when you walk in the park at 9 a.m. You want to have it like at 2 o'clock and then eat it by the castle or something. So
absolutely.
Yes, that is an awesome trip. And that one in particular is hard to get sometimes, because Jolly Holiday, they focus on so many different like seasonal treats that their pastry chefs, I just think they have to split their time. And so I just don't think they make a lot of those, even though it's so popular. So if you notice, like sometimes it's really easy to get it when it's not like Halloween time or the 100th celebration. But when those celebrations come up, then it suddenly is like hard to find items.
Absolutely.
So, and that's another reason to have a multi-day ticket, is truly just to be able to eat all your favorite treats. Because, I mean, I have 5 days worth of treats I like to eat.
I mean, I know you and I have bumped into each other in line getting beignets.
You saved my life. Remember that? You saved me a really long wait.
I got you, Jen. I always have your back.
So, I know you did. I was so nice of you.
So you've been working for Getaway Today for almost, you know, over two decades. What got you started with the company?
Okay, so I'm really lucky. I actually, my parents founded Getaway Today in 1990. I was 12 years old, and we went on a family vacation to Disneyland and had such a great time. I mean, it was like the olden days when it was like a one-day experience, and you just like went and stayed at a hotel for a night and then added it into other California destinations. But we had a ton of fun, and my parents, they had a lot of business experience and background, and they were like, you know, wouldn't it be fun to make vacations like this more affordable for families and be able to get group pricing but be able to travel as an individual? And so they got to work. My mom started working with the hotels, and my dad worked with a lot of different employer groups to offer this as a benefit for their employees. And pretty soon we were buying a lot of Disneyland tickets, and Disney came knocking on our door and were like, hey, what are you doing? This company from Utah getting all these Disney tickets. And we became one of their first wholesale partners. And we actually now still work. We worked originally with a gentleman named Mark Majora. And now, like all these years later, he's become our representative again. And he's phenomenal. Just such a great, he's that classic, perfect Disney service. But so I was young at that time. My parents were like, I just won a bumper sticker contest, like naming it. They're like, we name our business. So my claim to fame is I got to name the business. Getaway Today was born, and it started in our home. It started actually in our upstairs and then grew to our basement. And then from there, it's just become just a family affair. We've had so much fun with it. I officially started working there in 1999, and now the chief operating officer of the company. My parents are the CEO and president, and still I'm taken from time to time, but it's become a fabulous business. I have a few other family members and so many employees that work here that are like family too. But it's been so fun because I just feel so passionate about making family's vacations just as perfect as possible. So I always am like, my job is like a hobby. Like, it's just, it's fun. It's fun when you talk to people and you see that they're like, they're saving up for this big event in their life, and that you get to be a part of it. So it's a lot of fun. I get to train our staff too, and work with partners like yourself and represent hopefully our brand in the best way possible.
I love it. And I can tell every single person who works for Getaway Today loves it. I mean, I am one of those people that is a faithful commenter on all of your Instagram posts.
Thank you.
Every time I post, whoever's responding to me is always so excited to talk to me. And I'm like, we're friends, even though we've never met.
Well, you could come work for us. Like, you'd be perfect fit. We only hire fairy godmothers. Like,
oh, okay. All right. Well, there
or
you
Disney
go.
Princesses.
Perfect.
Or a couple princes. We've got some great guys, too.
I love it. And honestly, I mean, besides the fact that you guys are so fun, you are just there to make someone's trip magical, because that's what Disney is about. It's just experiencing that magic with the people you love. What are the perks of using Getaway Today versus if someone's like, you know what, I can do this all myself?
I love that. So first off, when people say they're going to do it all themselves, it's so funny. They go online to an online travel agency, and those are travel agencies that, like, they're actually just paying but they don't get any service in return. So it's so fun that with us, you don't pay any extra. In fact, we've worked with these resort hotels for so long and the theme park partners, so we've negotiated such great rates and such great relationships. Kind of like next week where we're going to tour each of the hotels, we can give you that exact tip that's the best room and fit for your family. And we have those extra night free specials, reduced parking, reduced fees, no fees for our guests. We have just so many little extras that can really save families a lot of money, in fact, hundreds of dollars on their vacation. So we always have exclusive offers, and it costs you nothing to talk with our team. Or, of course, you can book it on our website, and then we always do follow-up with the guests, too. We always try to do a pre-arrival call prior to their vacation just to make sure they've got all the details figured out. We have flexible payment plans, which are very popular, and depending on whichever coast they're going to, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, even Alani, Disney Cruises, or other cruises, we do always negotiate those great rates so that you're always getting the best deal. And if you ever see a better deal, like out there for some reason, you just call us. We'll make the adjustment. You're never penalized for booking early either.
I love that. And like you said earlier, you said our team, you know, stays on top of things to let you know if anything changes. If you're going at Halloween time or if you're going at Christmas time, your team's there to be like, hey, if you want to go to Oogie Boogie, tickets are selling fast. If you want to go to Christmas time, because sometimes Christmas has those extra parties and sometimes they don't. And you guys are there to be like, hey, just so you know, this is coming up. And that's really hard to do all of that by yourself, staying on top of all of those things.
Exactly. And usually you'd pay extra, like with the travel agent to like for their services. But with us, it's, again, you get that online great pricing, plus you get the benefit of someone holding your hand and kind of like a best friend throughout their travel process.
Which is, I mean, for me, I am not a great planner. I mean, when I go on vacations, I'm the one who takes, you know, those good social media shots. That's what I'm there for. I'm there to be everyone's photographer, but the planning is something that is so hard for me. So having something like Getaway Today, it makes someone like me feel so much more relaxed that I'm going to get the most out of my vacation without stressing out, because there's nothing worse than, you know, stressing out about a vacation and then you get there and the vacation hasn't started and you're already stressed about doing everything.
It's true. And it feels like it's on our plates to plan everything. So it is nice to know you have someone in your corner that's just going to make things perfect.
I love it. And I mean, you've been doing this for, you know, a while since you were younger. Did you grow up loving Disney, Jen, or was it just like thrust upon you, or did you always love Disney?
No, I've always loved Disney. I think I grew up during the shows like Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, and Aladdin, Lion King. And I remember as kids, like I watched those like 100 times. Did you too? Like I felt like, yeah, you're young.
Oh, you know I did.
My generation. I loved the brand. I loved, in fact, I sometimes laugh that like Disney's gone into all these news stories for people with the Avengers and Star Wars. And I'm like, I'm just a classic Disney princess person. Like I had four girls and I remember taking my girls and they always went in princess dresses. And I mean, Oogie Boogie, I would dress like Mary Poppins or a princess because it's just so fun to be at the park and have that magic around you. So I've always loved Disney. I love what they stand for. I love just how they create magic. And I love, again, their staff. I feel like their cast members are just that perfect, wonderful experience of service. So it's so fun for us to work with a partner like Disney that we know will deliver such a great experience.
Yeah, I love that. And I mean, all those Disney movies you said, I'm having a little boy in May and my husband is already like, him growing up, he loved Lion King and he loved Aladdin. And he's like, well, I'll watch Lion King with him. I'm going to watch Aladdin with him. And it's just going to be like the movies that we watched as kids. They're still, I mean, they're called classics for a reason. They stand, I mean, for the most part, they stand the test of time.
I agree.
I love it. So, I mean, I guess my final question before we kind of wrap things up is, we talked all about these tips, what to do, what not to do. If you could tell someone one thing before going on a Disneyland vacation, what advice would you give them?
Just one thing.
Yeah.
Well, for sure, plan with Getaway Today, because then we'll tell you a million things. But I would say, you know, planning early, I think getting that vacation on the books, have it something that you can look forward to. And a lot of times people give it for a gift and then they, you know, have some time to anticipate that vacation. But planning early, I think, is one of our secret weapons here, is that our guests, they book things first. So they always get the best of everything and they get the availability, they get the reservation, and they get that best experience. So planning early, especially this year where we know all the celebrations, there's no guesswork. We can just get it planned and ready to go.
Love it. Okay, Jen, what we do with our guests before we wrap it up, we do something called the Fresh Five, where I ask you, you know, five random questions to get to know you a little bit. And okay. Because you and I are talking, all the questions I'm asking you are Disney themed.
I love it. Great.
So I'm going to ask you these 5 questions. It will just be fun. Like I said, get to know you. So who is your favorite Disney hero?
Disney hero. Okay. Yes. Not character, but a hero.
Yes.
Mary Poppins be considered a hero?
I think so. She was a hero to those kids.
Okay, I'm going to have her because have you seen the Broadway version of that show?
Yes, I have.
Did you love the music? Like, her songs, I think of them all the time. In fact, I just, even the other day, was telling my kids, I'm all, you know, reach for the heavens and you get the stars thrown in. Like, she just has so many motivational messages. I love Anything Can Happen If You Let It, or Practically Perfect. Like, yes. All of her songs are just, like, the models I live by. And we talk about those things all the time with our staff. And I'm looking at a picture of her right now in my office. She's just, like, she's my favorite. I just...
I love her. I think that totally counts as being
okay,
a hero.
Thank you. I'll count her then. Perfect.
So the next one, what is your favorite month to visit Disneyland?
May. That's my birthday month. I love wearing the birthday pin. I think you feel like a celebrity on your birthday at the Disneyland Resort.
You have to wear the birthday pin. And my favorite thing is wearing it and people being like, happy birthday, princess. And I'm like, I am a princess. Thank you.
No, I'll be back next year. No, but I also love the resort at that time because the flowers are all in bloom and usually you have the beautiful blossoms on the trees, and it's just gorgeous. It's perfect weather typically. It's less busy because kids are still in school, and it's shorter park hours, which is funny. I kind of like shorter park hours because I like to like maximize, get there from like rip drop to the closing, but I'm not like the one that wants to stay out till midnight every night or something, so it gives me a little more sleep too and gets to enjoy and not miss out on anything at the theme parks. And typically everything's open at that time, and it's gearing up for the summer celebration, which is fun.
I love it. Okay.
And I like May, I should say, traveling anywhere. Like, I love to go to Hawaii in May. I love to go on a cruise in May. I love to go to Walt Disney World. It's just, in general, one of those affordable months and really great weather.
May it is. That's honestly one of my favorite times at Disneyland because of the blooms. All right. Your third question is, you're going into Disneyland. It's breakfast time. What are you having for breakfast?
Oh, the croissant at Jolly Holiday with the cream cheese and strawberries. Have you tried that?
No.
I agree about it. In fact, we're going there. I'm going to be there Monday, and I'm like, I'm getting that. And I know Disney will be feeding us. I'm like, don't feed us too much because I really wanted to see my favorite treats.
It's during the fall, they have like this pumpkin muffin thing that's what I always like. I dream about that. That's why I love going. Well, and October is my birthday month, so.
Oh, I love it. See, your birthday month becomes the favorite time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's Halloween. All right. What is your favorite ride at California Adventure and then your favorite ride at Disneyland?
Okay, Toy Story Midway Mania is my absolute favorite ride at the resort. And so at Disney California Adventure, that's my favorite. I love how you can ride it again and again and you always have a different experience. I'm super competitive with our team. Typically, my brother's always with me and we always just are like battling, and I've managed to win in most, probably 99% of the time. So
And
one of my greatest Disney experiences, we had come there for the grand opening of Pixar Pier and Toy Story Mania and World of Color. All of those were that night. And they opened up the attraction for us, and we got to ride it again and again for the premiere. And it was just like instantly, I'm like, this is the greatest attraction ever. Like, this is so fun. That was one of my favorite Disney memories. But at Disneyland, my favorite attraction is Indiana Jones.
I love that one. I mean, honestly, over there, my favorite attraction is, I may be old school, but Big Thunder Railroad. If I don't ride that ride when I'm at Disneyland, I am like devastated. It is one of my, absolute favorite rides.
Great choice.
And then my final question is, if you could relive one Disney memory, what would it be?
My favorite, well, I kind of just shared one, but I would say the 50th celebration at Disneyland. That was like my first big event in my career that I got to go to one of the Disney exclusive kind of grand opening parties. It was so over the top. Julie Andrews was there, Christina Aguilera, and it was like 3 days of celebration. The castle, they brought in all of these flowers, lighting. It was just staged so beautiful. And I remember I was wearing my gold ears. It was the first time they changed the ear colors, and they were so magical. And I was there with my husband and my parents, and I was just like, wow, you know, this is really something special. Like, I am so excited to be part of this Disney journey, and what a milestone for them and a milestone for Getaway Today to be their partner. So that was super exclusive. And then of course, some of my other favorite memories are just each time I'm taking my kids to the resort their first time. Just that first, like getting that picture with Mickey, getting their first ears, and just knowing that we share those memories with our family, and just having had the kids grow up at the resort, it's just such a magical, happy place. And you really do walk in and you just escape, you know, any of your problems or worries, and you just get to be a kid for the day and get to be a kid with your kids, which is so magical.
I love that. I remember when my nephew went for the first time, and it was actually a year ago this week, and I keep getting, you know, my phone is reminding me of memories past, and seeing the magic on his face. It was just, oh, so amazing. Well, Jen, this conversation, like I knew it would be, was absolutely magical. Thank you so much for chatting with us, giving us all the secrets, and just being your lovely self. We've appreciated it so much. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe, and we will see you next time.
Congrats, you made it to the end. If you want to continue to freshen up your day, you can watch us on Fresh Living every weekday on CBS Channel 2 in Utah at 1 o'clock. You can also watch us on our YouTube channel, KUTV Fresh Living, and follow us on social media. We will see you next week.